Hi guys, how are you all doing? Danny Cumro again here. Oh my god, I am so excited about this episode because it is literally my favourite topic. It is what I believe has took me to the top of my network marketing business, and it is all about Facebook Live. So, if you are listening to this and you do a Facebook Live every single day and you're so consistent with it and you love it and you feel like it is building your business, give yourself a little pat on the back. If you are listening to this and you have never gone live on Facebook, or you have very inconsistently gone live on Facebook, give yourself a little slap on the cheek. I'm doing it right now for effect, right? Give yourself a little slap on the cheek and make sure that after you listen to this podcast, you completely change that and you start going live on Facebook every single day, because I promise you it will make a massive, massive difference to your business, right? We all know we've brought people into our network marketing business. We've given them posts to put up on Facebook. They've put on the post up. They've not got the result that they want. And we all know that simply it is not enough, right? It is not enough to just go onto Facebook, spam your product, write about your product, do lots of posting. However good you are at posting, there is going to come a point where you need to show your face to your audience, right? Because why? As human beings, we buy from people, we join people's team who we know, like, and trust. And the only way you can get to know, like, and trust someone is you hear their voice, you see their eyes, you see their energy, you love them, you fall in love with them. And the only way to do that, the best way to do that, is through live video, right? To me, it's the closest thing from face to face, right? Live video. So you can build your business through live video. And I promise you right now, I got the pinnacle position in my business where I earn an insane bonus, and I completely changed my life within 1 year. Within 1 year, I'd built such a phenomenal organization. And when I think about how I did that, what was I consistent with every single day? The biggest thing for me was live videos. Now, let me just tell you a little story that I may have or may not have told you before on these podcasts, right? Or this might be the first one you're listening to. But I obviously, when I speak, you can hear me speak, I've got a lisp, okay? When I was growing up, it was something I was bullied for, I was uncomfortable with, even on my wedding day, right? And I was 23 when I got married, I did not do a speech my wedding day because I hated the way that I spoke. And I used to pronounce my words so people couldn't hear that, like, I had a lisp, and it was something that was a massive insecurity of mine, right? So when I first started or joined network marketing and I was hearing about live videos, I said to myself, that is the last thing I will ever do. I will not put myself on live video. And it was the same thing that I had anxiety about, like, getting on stage and stuff like that, because I was like, no, I hate the way that I speak, I am never getting my voice heard. And now, obviously, I've grown so much, I've worked on myself, I've worked on my mindset. It's really important, if that's you right now and you have insecurities and you have things holding you back, you work on your mindset, right? You do self-development, and I promise you, you will change. The biggest thing about this industry is it will grow you in confidence, and it will change you if you let it, and you will grow so much, you will no longer care. I know I'm here to serve. I know that I'm here to inspire people. I know I'm inspiring so many people. Who actually gives a crap what I sound like, right? Who cares what my accent is like, right? Who cares what I've got a lisp? What I'm trying to say is inspiring people doesn't actually matter, right? And anyone that tries to bring you down or bully you or tries to tell you you can't speak properly or whatever it is that you're insecure about, them people you don't need in your life, right? There's a thing on social media that we have called the block button, right? And we all get it. I'm going to do another podcast on how to deal with negativity and stuff like that. We all get it. We're all going to get negativity. We're all going to get neckheads go to us. Oh, you can't do this and you speak like this and whatever. Block them. Get them out of your life. Know what your purpose is. Your purpose is to change people's lives, to introduce people to a product, to introduce people to a business opportunity that can potentially change their life. Move out of your own way. Does not matter what you speak like. Does not matter at all, right? So I'm probably someone that's an example of, I had to do a lot of work on myself to get over that. I remember when I first started network marketing, there was no such thing as live videos. I actually pre-recorded videos and then put them up on Facebook. And I remember the very first one that I did, I must have recorded it, and it was like a 2-minute video. I must have recorded it 50 times over, right? Because I was so conscious. I was so self-conscious of, like, am I pronouncing my words properly? Can you, like, hear, like, that? Like, I've got a lisp? Are people going to be making fun of me? All of these things were going around in my head. And when I look back now, like, it's crazy, because now I'm in front of you as someone that I'm doing a podcast. I spoke on stage in front of 10,000 people. I've done live videos consistently every single day for 6 years. Like, I'm a completely different person to the person that started. And that is exactly what will happen to you if you trust in the process and you just grow along the way. Okay, so live videos, right? They have changed. They 100% have had some kind of positive impact in me smashing this business to the point that I have. 100%. I've been so consistent with them. I've got so much interaction and engagement with them. And so many people have fallen in love with me, my family, who I am, what I stand for, by watching me in live videos, okay? So I'm going to give you an exact method of how to get out of your own way and start doing live videos, okay? So first of all, really easy live video to do is obviously go live showing your product. So in our company, we sell shakes, for example. So every single day when I was leading up to smashing a big promotion, I did a live every single day on a shake a day live, right? Today I'm going to be making a Terry chocolate orange shake, right? Tomorrow I'm going to be making a Mars bar shake, right? Today I'm going to be making a Bounty shake. And it's such an easy live to do because you're showing people the product, right? And it's like a step by step. So you're not getting tongue tied or anything like that because it's a step by step. You've got it in front of you exactly what you need to do. And you're showcasing your product, okay? So that's an amazing live that you can do. If you've got, you're promoting a product, showcase them on your live videos, okay? But it is really important to do different types of lives as well, because that might get quite boring to people, okay? That might get for people like, right, she's in her kitchen every single day making a shake. What else can I do so that people don't feel like they are watching the same video over and over again? Well, first of all, change your location, right? Do it in a different room. Do it in the car. Do it when you're out and about. I've done many live when I'm out shopping. Anywhere you can go live, right? And my husband cringes at me sometimes because I will quite literally go live anywhere. And he's like, he will be in mid-conversation with me and I'll be like, hi everyone, how are you all doing? And he's like, oh my gosh, like, how do you just do that? And it's like, it's practice. Like, I don't care. I will just go live anywhere. If I've got something that I think my audience need to see, I will rather be like talking to my stories about it or going live about it, right? So I want to share these moments with people. So different things that you can go live about when you're at events, right? You can go live with the people on stage, showing people like, this is the community that we're in, this is the people on stage. I'll go live at events like with us all dancing at the after parties and stuff like that. Like, that's lots of fun. Showing community, showing that we're having fun, sharing the lifestyle. I'll go live quite a lot with my daughter about different things. I go live quite a lot. I do like hauls. Like, if I go shopping, I'll come back, I'll show everyone my Primark shop. People love seeing different things like that. It isn't always got to be to do with your business. It's important that we do showcase our business and our product sometimes, because at the end of the day, we need to sell our product to earn money. So obviously you do need to showcase your product, but the type of lives to get people to fall in love with you as well are just being you, going live with your family, going live with your team, showing the community, going live when you're out and about, right? Going live with different people's business opportunity stories and things like that, right? What another amazing thing is doing double lives. I'm going to talk a little bit about double lives, right? Because they are incredible. Sometimes you might feel like, oh, I'm talking so much, like I'm getting bored and stuff like that. There is not enough people in this industry, right, making use of double lives. I'll say it again. There are not enough people in this industry making use of double lives. Even within my own team, I see it. We have little bursts of like, right, everyone's doing a double live with someone, and then no one will go live with someone for ages, right? And it's something that is going to grow your business in phenomenal ways. Why? Because it's not just your story, right? So different things you can go do a double live about, right? You can interview one of your customers. This is my customer results. How powerful is that? Ask your customer if they would go live with you. Something that I've done before is someone impartial to the business. It's going to tell their story of whatever your product is and how that product has helped them with whatever problem that they've had. Go live about it, right? You can go live with your corporate team in your business, right? Tell them what exciting things are coming up, what vision the company have got for the future, right? You can go live with a team member. Anyone in your team, maybe someone's hit a promotion, go live with them, show your audience. Maybe someone's got a good result from a product, right? Show them, go live, show your audience, right? You can interview a friend, you can interview someone in a different company, you can interview someone that you're inspired by. Double lives are so powerful because it shows you're not just on your own, right? The way that we do things is like, people are going to be inspired by someone's story. Your story might not resonate with them, because you might not be similar to them, right? I'm someone that does this business full-time. So I do this full-time. So there might be a lot of people watching my page right now thinking, yeah, it's really good what Danny does, but she does this business full-time. I work full-time. I couldn't possibly do what Danny does, right? So by me then interviewing like a team member of mine that is a full-time corporate worker that works full-time, that does this business on the side in an hour a day, I am then attracting a completely different person onto my page and into my business, because I'm showing my audience that actually you can do it if you're like you, right? You might not be a mum, right? But you might have people in your teams that are a mum, right? So you might not be attracting mums into your business because mums might be thinking, oh yeah, but I couldn't do it because I've got three children. I couldn't possibly run a business around having three children. So get someone on that's a mum so that the mums that are on your page are inspired by that. Sharing other people's stories is so powerful. It's literally how we build our network marketing business, right? And Facebook Lives can showcase that in incredible ways. If you are not going live every single day on your Facebook, but you're telling me you want to be a six-figure earner, not only are you lying to me, you're lying to yourself, because you, if you want to be a six-figure earner, if you want to change your life, you have to do what it takes, right? And these things are part of what it takes. It takes for you to go live, for you to get your personality out there, and for you to show other people's stories, show your story. It's such a powerful tool. If you are not using Facebook Lives to grow your business, you are missing a massive, massive trick, guys, okay? So commit to yourself. From now on, you are going to go live. I'm just going to backtrack. I don't take a breath, do I, on these? I get so excited to share everything with you. I'm just like, go. But one thing that I did want to tell you about the double Facebook Lives is make sure you are turning your phone sideways. I never know whether it's called vertical or horizontal. I get them confused. I just call it the right way up and sideways. But when you're doing a double live, if you turn your phone sideways, you then get a really nice split screen. So one person's on one side and one person's on the other side, and it looks way more professional than when people go live with their phone the normal way up and someone comes at the top and someone comes at the bottom, and it does just not look professional. So that is something to consider. Make sure you've got your phone the right way round. And also, make sure you've got good lighting. There is nothing worse when you go live and you've got terrible lighting. I think I've said it before on my podcast, but if you have not got a tripod and a ring light, please invest, right? Because it's going to be something that you need. If you're trying to do network marketing and you haven't got a ring light and you haven't got a tripod, I'm like, what are you doing, right? You need your videos to look as professional as possible, and you need them to have good lighting, you need them to be at a good height. So get yourself a nice tripod and a nice ring light. Doesn't cost a lot of money, but it's an investment into your business. Another thing that I really wanted to touch upon was good titles. Good titles are so, so important, because this is what grabs you. I've seen people go live and don't even title it. And I'm like, what are you doing? No one's going to watch that. You've not given it a title, right? Titles are so important. You have to call it something that's going to make someone think, wowza, like, I need to watch this. Like, I've done live videos before, like very controversial, and written things like, right, I'm leaving my company. And everyone jumps on, and you get all of these people on there because they're like, oh gosh, like, why is she leaving her company? She's been there for so long. Well, obviously I'm not leaving my company. I'm talking about how good the company is and the fact I'd never leave, but I'm putting a spin on it to make more people view my live video, right? I've called my live video things like, oh my God, it's a scam, right? And then obviously people love a bit of Nick. People love a bit of controversy. So people are like, oh my God, I knew it was a scam. She's admitting it. It's a scam. Let me watch, right? And something like that gets a lot of people onto your live video as well. So really think about it, right? There are very clever things that you can call your live video to get more viewers on there, rather than just going product live. Live with such and such a team member, right? Actually make the title so people cannot not watch it. People are like, I need to watch this because this title sounds so intriguing. Okay, so make sure you do that. Another couple of tips is do not start the live video and play with your hair and sit there for 5 minutes and say, I'm just waiting for a few people to join. I'll start in a minute. I'm just waiting for a few people to join. I'm just going to wait for a few people to join, because it's boring, right? And people watch back on replay a lot. People are not just watching live videos live, they're watching them back. And if they're sitting there for 10 minutes waiting for you to open your mouth and start, they've lost interest. They've logged off. We live in a world that's so fast-paced, right? No one is going to sit there for 10 minutes and watch you say, I'm just waiting for a few minutes to join. It's not going to happen. Another thing, do not disappear off of the screen, right? This is another thing people do. They press live and then they go for a walk because maybe they're showing their product and they're kind of getting them out of the cupboard and people are watching nothing. Again, people are not going to watch it, right? You have to catch people. This is why like reels have become so massive, because they hook people in a couple of seconds, right? So you have to do the same thing in your live video. You have to make people want to continue watching. So rather than say, oh, I'm just waiting for a few people to join, ask your audience a question. As you join, let me know in the chat like where you're joining from, what's the weather like today, what you up to today. Ask people questions and make it engaging. If you can get people to comment on your live video as you're watching it by asking people questions, it's going to get a lot more traction. It's going to get a lot more comments. It's therefore going to get a lot more views. It's going to make people engaged. People love to answer questions. People love to get involved. So, and that's up to you to engage and involve in your audience. So ask them questions. Get them to write things in the comment bar. Get them to write replay if they're watching it on replay. Ask them questions. Get them interacted. And I promise you it will be a much better live for doing all of that. What else was I going to say? So guys, right, what I want you to do now, so I've given you loads of tips there on live videos, okay, getting different people involved, doing it in different locations, doing it about different things, making sure you've got a good title, going live different places, showing different things like community, events, family, okay, things that are nothing to do with your business. A really interesting one actually that I did was the contents of my handbag. So just, and don't stage it, get your handbag and do like, right, I'm going to show you everything that I've got in my handbag. And that one, things like that are funny and they get a lot of people going, oh my God, I can't believe you've got that in your handbag. And then you ask questions, what's the funniest thing you've got in your handbag? I remember doing that live and it got so much interaction. It was unbelievable because of all of the random things I had in my handbag. And then I had so many comments with people telling me other random things they've got in their handbag. So little things like that. Sometimes it's thinking outside of the box, not just going live about your products every day, even though that's important, but actually doing fun lives as well about nothing to do with your business to get people engaged. So I'm now going to set you guys a challenge, a 10-day live challenge. Go live consistently on Facebook for 10 days and watch your business grow. And after you do that, do it for another 10 days. After you do that, do it for another 10 days. I promise you, right, to get anywhere in your network marketing business, to get anywhere in life, right, if you want phenomenal things in life, if you want an amazing income in life, the one thing you have to do is be consistent with your actions, right? And this is where most people fail, because most people go, right, I'm doing it. I'm on my Facebook Live challenge. I'm going to do 10 days. And they get to day 4 and they miss a day. And they say, oh, I couldn't do it today. I didn't feel right. You know, I've missed a day. And then they get to day 5. They miss another day. And then they're not consistent with it, right? They're not consistent with it for a long enough period of time. If you want something worth having, you have to be consistent. You have to show up and you have to do it every single day, right? So I set you a challenge, 10-day live challenge. If you do it, tag me on the stories, tell me about it, give me a tag. My Instagram is at JuicyDanny. Give me a tag, give me a follow, and tell me that you're doing these tasks and it's helping your business, because I love helping people. I love giving people value and tips and helping people to grow their network marketing business, because in my opinion, this industry is the best industry in the whole wide world. I want to see us all win. I want to see us all get to the top. And promise me, I promise you, you are not going to do that without being consistent. So I hope that inspired you to go out and do your live videos. As I say, if anyone knows me, follows me, has followed me for the past 6 years, you will know that I'm 100% hand on heart telling the truth, that I have probably been live every single day for 6 years. There's not going to be many days where Danny Cumber has had a day off of going live. I love them. I love engaging with people. I love getting the feedback with them. I love thinking of different fresh ideas every day. And I love the result they've given me, right? That's why we're all doing this, for a result. And they get me an incredible result because they help me connect with more people. They help me to get my personality out there. So live videos are definitely a top one for me, an amazing thing that's helped me to grow my business. So I hope you listen to this, you're inspired, and you use them to help you to grow your business as well. Thank you for listening, guys, and I'll speak to you all soon.